I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeff George with a long drop and the pass right on the money to Matthew Hatchett, and he's going to score. No flags down. An 80-yard touchdown pass for a score to Matthew Hatchett.
There you go. Perfect segue into our next guest, former Minnesota Vikings wideout Matthew Hatchett. He joins us here on Late Night on a Tuesday morning, 12:40 a.m. Matthew, how you doing?
I'm good, man. I would love to get that video from my the audio from my archives, buddy.
We'll have Devin Hester Marshall, the studio coordinator, will hook you up. How's that?
My man, I appreciate it.
and he even likes your podcast with T.O. Get your popcorn ready.
Get your popcorn ready podcast on the Himalaya app or if it gets your podcast. Yeah, man, we're doing good. We're enjoying it. We're having fun. Again, we don't talk current events all the time. We talk some football, but sports and entertainment. So, you know, we got a bunch of stuff coming up, draft and off-season stuff coming up. But, yeah, it's fun. We're having a good time.
All right, before we get into all the NFL activity on Monday, and, of course, the new year is tomorrow, you're in Cali. And it's really shut down mode out there, isn't it?
Yeah, the coronavirus has taken over the world, let alone California. But, you know, unfortunate circumstances at this time. Again, I'm going to say I'm on house arrest, but, yeah, I'm not getting out too much. Just trying to be careful and make sure my friends and family are okay and kind of, you know, weather the storm and figure this thing out as it goes.
Yeah, and we're all looking for an outlet, an escape, an island of something that's not related to a pandemic. And how about the National Football League? It delivered on Monday. And the purple right there front and center. Kirk Cousins, let's start there, Matthew. Two-year contract extension. That'll free up some cap space. What was your reaction when you heard about that?
I'm not surprised. Again, I just think they believe in him. You know, I think you have to figure out what's on the market. And they're probably like, we're not going to be able to get the quarterback we want, as a rookie guy. And they might not want to go through a 2 or 3 year building process. I think they're right there right now. And then some of the free agent quarterbacks, they probably took a run at, but you probably just didn't hear it in the media. But I'm sure they took a run at a couple guys, maybe even Teddy Bridgewater, which would have been funny. But, you know, you didn't hear about it. So they went ahead and you know, had the best quarterback available to them, and that's Kirk Cousins.
And there was a report, Chicago Sun-Times, Pro Football Talk, saying Teddy Bridgewater could be something the Chicago Bears or someone the Bears are looking at. What do you make of that?
Yeah, I think he's definitely high on about 3 or 4 teams' priority list. The Bears, of course, one of them. Again, he's still young, you know. He's still young. He's got a upside of a career left. So I don't, you know, see that everybody's just thinking that he can't play anymore. Like when he played last year, he played well. And when he played when he was in Minnesota, he played well. And I think the mental part probably has all slowed down for him. Now he's a true seasoned veteran. And, of course, he does have some talent left, of course.
All right, let's get to your favorite topic, wideouts, because you were once upon a time a wide receiver. Stephon Diggs going to Buffalo along with a 7th-round pick in the upcoming draft. The Vikings get a 1st-round choice, a 5th-round pick, and a number 6 pick in the 2020 draft, and a 2021 4th-round pick. I think Stephon kind of tweeted his way out of Minnesota, didn't he?
It probably started before, you know, this week. I'm sure the agent or himself had some conversations with the front office in some type of way saying he's not happy or he does want to get out. You know, I think they both sides saw it coming. And they're probably, like I said, trying to work this deal out for the last couple months, if not even, you know, in the middle of last year, possibly. Like I said, so the situation rose where they could get everything that they wanted for the deal, and the Vikings think it's a good deal for them. I'm sure the Buffalo Bills are ecstatic to get a young quarterback, another playmaker on the outside. So it looks like both sides are going to win, depending if the Vikings can draft well for those draft picks.
So is that the key then? It would seem to me it is, Matthew. To make it win-win, the Vikings have to cash in on these picks, and it might be adding another guy on the edge to complement Adam Thielen.
Absolutely. Again, I think it always goes back to what the definition of success is for a draft pick, because people say, well, he's a first-rounder, so that means he's successful. No, not necessarily. Is a first-rounder going to the Pro Bowl in his first 2 years? Is a first-rounder going to be a five-time Pro Bowler over 10 years? So only the organization knows what the definition of success is at the number pick that they get him.
Matthew Hatchett, our guest, former Minnesota Vikings wideout here on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline. So Stephon Diggs is sent packing. Earlier in the day on Monday, DeAndre Hopkins, one of the top wide receivers in the NFL, a blockbuster move. Houston sends him to Arizona for running back David Johnson. There were some draft picks as well in the deal, but did you see that coming?
Absolutely shocker. Again, Bill O'Brien's going to have to look like a genius in two or three years because I just don't see it right now. Again, you have a running back, you know, who's kind of been beat up that you're getting, and you send away in his prime a wide receiver who for sure has 5 to 7 more years left of some, you know, top five in the game for sure. And you had a young quarterback, and the quarterback-receiver combination was deadly, as, you know, Deshaun Watson and DeAndre Hopkins, you know, I think probably led the league last year for attempts with a quarterback-receiver combo. So I don't get it at all, you know, but maybe he's got a trick up his sleeve that we don't know nothing about. But, again, that was definitely a shocker to see DeAndre Hopkins go to the Arizona Cardinals.
There will be labor peace in the NFL. New CBA. Passes collective bargaining agreement now runs through 2030. It was a close vote, but it did go through. NFL playoff field grows by 2 teams from 12 to 14 beginning this season, assuming we have a season. And possibly the regular season goes from 16 to 17 games in 2021. You're a former player, Matthew. Was this a good deal?
I mean, to me, I was voting for them not to do it. I just think that the guaranteed contracts or a higher percentage of contracts need to be guaranteed to NFL players. I thought this is the most leverage they probably had ever in the, you know, the 100 years of NFL. And I don't think they really went for it, number one. Number two, the health care. Like I said, now being a retired player, I think the health care is so important. And we have the worst health care package out of all the professional sports. And I don't think they pay enough attention to both of those things and to give up what we've given up and to just get, again, you get some more money on the front end. But it's really about back end and guaranteed contracts now that I'm 45 years old. And I understand that that's what I would have been focusing on. But I don't think they really pinpointed that. I don't think that was the focus of the deal. And it's sad to see that it happened this way, but again, now you have to roll with it, and you got 10 years of labor peace.
All right. As everybody knows, unless you live on Mars, there is a sports shutdown because of the coronavirus pandemic. I saw on Monday, and I'm sure you're aware of this because you're out there in SoCal, the $5 billion venue, SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, could be delayed because of COVID-19, as well as the Raiders' new stadium on the Las Vegas Strip. So there's a chance, I emphasize a chance, the Rams could end up back at the L.A. Coliseum. The Chargers may be back at the soccer venue in Carson. And the Raiders could be NFL orphans, Matthew, because I don't know if Oakland would take them back.
I mean, yeah, do they take them back or do they play, still go to Las Vegas and play at UNLV for the season? You know, so that Raiders thing is going to be a crazy scenario way up in the air. And I don't think, again, nobody's going to figure that out for another couple months. You know, the Rams and Chargers are a little bit easier because they go back, but they're still here in the city. But unfortunately, that's an unfortunate thing that, you know, the venue will not be ready. But, you know, you never know. Maybe a miracle can happen over the next couple weeks and they get everything get started back up again.
Yeah, I'm sure, obviously, the Rams and Chargers and Raiders all want that. Okay, free agency begins tomorrow. The NFL New Year starts, so it's By the way, happy NFL New Year's Eve and happy St. Patrick's Day all rolled into one. But
all in one, right?
your guy, Tom Brady, you know, he's the big fish. What's going to happen?
I think he's going to, you know, he's going to get courted by the, of course, the Raiders. I mean, not the Raiders, the Chargers, because I just think it's a great fit for him. And at the end of the day, I think it'll be between the Chargers and the Patriots. And I think he'll kind of make up his mind at that point. I really don't think he knows right now because he's never been a free agent. He doesn't know what other teams are going to offer. You know, the Tampa Bay scenario will be there. There'll be another, you know, dark horse team out there as well. And he'll visit and do all that stuff and, you know, or just in his mind, doesn't have to physically go to the stadium or to the facility. But in his mind, he'll visit those teams. But I think it's between the Chargers and the Patriots because the Chargers, number one, probably have the best roster out of any of these top five teams that are going to be out there that are going to be available. Talking about receivers, tight end, and a defense and, you know, good coaching staff. And then you have the Patriots again. The Patriots are going to have to upgrade their roster, I think, in order to keep Tom Brady. So I think it's between those two. And, of course, at the end of the day, I think his wife makes a decision. And she loves L.A. And he just started a movie production company. He's out here in the offseason. I think it's, you know, I think it's 50-50 right now. I really do.
Yeah, and I truly believe the Chargers, assuming they get into SoFi this year, they got to move the needle. They're irrelevant out there. And now on the flip side, I mean, let's project here, Matthew, and nobody knows at this point in time, would Tom Brady be just as excited to be a Charger if he was playing at StubHub, the LA Galaxy home?
I think that's one thing that will not bother Tom Brady.
Okay.
Again, I just think he's bigger than the Chargers. You know what I'm saying? So he's like, I'm still Tom Brady. Like, Tom Brady's pretty much bigger than the L.A. Chargers, as funny as that sounds. And he knows if he can get to the playoffs, he'll make a run. He has a chance to go to the Super Bowl. And I think that's the reason he's going to say no to a couple other teams because they're really not ready for a Super Bowl run. But I think the Chargers are ready for a Super Bowl run regardless of, you know, the location where they're playing at.
All right, we will let you go. Stay safe. I know these are unique times for everyone, Matthew, and we'll definitely talk to you down the road. Maybe we'll get T.O. back on and we can promote that podcast.
Absolutely. Get your popcorn ready podcast for everybody who's in the house this week. Check us out.
All right. Thanks so much. Matthew Hatchett, thanks, former Minnesota Vikings wideout here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.